Shira Schwamm Baird was born and raised in New Orleans.
My grandfather, who settled in New Orleans, had been a traveling salesman. And that's how he met my grandmother out on the road in Tennessee. They were one of those families that had the Jewish dry goods store, you know, in this little teeny town in Tennessee. And he walked in to sell his copies of Leslie's Weekly. They settled in New Orleans because at the time it was probably the most economically viable city in the South.
By the time she graduated from college, though, she was ready to see more of the world.
Growing up there, I didn't truly appreciate it. It felt constricted to me, and I moved to Israel. That was a very strong part of my identity at the time. I got married just before that. My husband and I moved together. We lived on a kibbutz in Israel. Sort of rebellion against my very ordinary background. I suppose I wanted to do something romantic and daring and exciting. And so I lived there for 6 years. My son was born while I lived there. That international experience made me very open to the idea that people in other countries might have a different outlook on life. I didn't travel much when I was young. My parents partly couldn't afford it. My mother was very much of a homebody, and my father worked all the time.
After 6 years on the kibbutz, Shira returned to New Orleans with her family. Shira worked for the city, then tried graduate school in something else that didn't fit. Then she saw a poster for a graduate degree in Romance languages. She earned a master's in French literature, then a PhD.
I was one of the lucky ones. I got a full-time job at a university. That's how I ended up in Jacksonville.
Having spent her life in places with a strong local culture, Shira Schwamm Baird sees language as the entry to culture, not as a single subject out of context.
Really, to understand another culture, you need to understand it through its language, because language isn't just a matter of words. It's a matter of the thoughts that are associated with those words, all the connotations to those words. I would say to someone going into international business or any sort of work that takes them abroad, even if you can't learn that language, you should learn some basic expressions, because that shows that you value the other person's culture, helps open doors, smooth pathways, and gives you some insight into that business partner's culture.
Traveling to another country for the time it takes to learn a language is less affordable than it used to be.
The classic junior year abroad is now semester abroad. That's why I have a summer program that's only 5 weeks long, because it allows a lot more students to participate. Plus, Europe's expensive these days. It used to be cheap.
Shira will have some decisions to make when she's eligible to retire in a few years. Right now, she has a lot to do.
Trying to help our program to grow. It is a small program. Every now and then I think about teaching English to immigrants, because wherever you are, having good language skills is extremely important.
And she appreciates her native New Orleans culture as much as ever.
If you're born and raised there, it's in your blood, and you eat gumbo.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.